Rochette Audio presents The Obamas, written by Jody Cantor, read by Robin Miles, featuring a special conversation with the author.
For Hannah Cantor, my grandmother and a survivor among survivors, and for Ron Lieber, my husband. Introduction. One late September afternoon in 2009, Barack and Michelle Obama were sitting together in the gold and ivory splendor of the Oval Office, discussing the most personal of matters in the most official of settings. I was interviewing them for an article in the New York Times Magazine about their marriage, and as they sat in matching striped chairs, Gilbert Stuart's portrait of George Washington watching over them, they spoke about their partnership. The president was analytical that day, the first lady funny and expressive, but it was clear that the perfect-seeming couple that had glided across the dance floor at the inaugural balls 9 months earlier were still privately grappling with the very fact of being president and first lady. Michelle Obama said she still asked her husband, whenever she found him seated behind John F. Kennedy's desk a few feet away, "What are you doing there? Get up from there." When I asked how it was possible to have an equal marriage when one person was president, the first lady let out a sharp "humph," as if she were relieved someone had finally asked, then let her husband suffer through the answer. It took him 3 stop-and-start tries. "My staff worries a lot more about what the first lady thinks than they worry about what I think," he finally said, before she rescued him with an answer about how their private decisions were made on an equal basis. A few moments later, the president made the implausible case that his wife should be somehow walled off from political culture, the silliness of Washington, he called it. Yet when she insisted that she was wholly uninterested in politics or policy, he eyed her with a bemused expression and gently contradicted her, saying he relied on her feel for public opinion on every domestic policy issue. After the article was published, I couldn't stop thinking about the subtle tension I had felt in that room. Some of it was between the Obamas themselves, but the real mismatch was between the first couple and the world into which they had catapulted themselves. For all of their ease.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?